Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Hopefully, you're having a great day. It's a beautiful day in our area. Very hot. We got that quick little rainstorm earlier and thought that would cool things down. Man, it just made things hotter. 946-0435. That's our phone number if you'd like to join us. I see that we may have some tornado watch warnings in the area here for the next few hours. All right, 946-0435. Anything that's on your mind in the world of sports, give me a call. This is baseball week on the show. I've tried to devote the entire week to some really good baseball discussions. If you want to talk baseball, great. If you want to talk something else, that's okay as well. But my baseball discussion for today is a really good one. I promote it on the morning sports report on all the Leitner stations. Should the cheaters be in the Hall of Fame in baseball? Should the cheaters, and you know who they are, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Alex Rodriguez, obviously and clearly and without question, three of the best players in baseball history, are not in the Hall of Fame. Should they be in the Hall of Fame? They cheated. Does it matter to you? I'm going to approach this a couple of different ways. Did it matter to you at one point? And does it matter to you now? Now, the reason I bring that up is because there was a time 10, 12 years ago where I argued that if they were cheating, then no, they shouldn't necessarily be in the Hall of Fame. That's such an idiotic way to look at it for me now. And I've completely gone the other way, that we take this stuff so ridiculously seriously, and yet we don't have the all-time home run leader in the history of the sport in the Hall of Fame in Barry Bonds. Alex Rodriguez, one of the great players of all times. He cheated, Geiger. So what? Roger Clemens, one of the great pitchers in the history of the game. He cheated, Geiger. So what? So what? To not have these guys in the Hall of Fame makes the Hall of Fame a joke. You agree? Disagree? Maybe you've got a strong stance one way or the other. I'd love to hear it. Anything else you want to discuss as well? 946-0435. Hey, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Bob from Altoona.
What's up, Bob? How you doing, pal?
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call, Corey. What I wanted to talk about today, you always use Sean Dunce as a reference. Well, you sometimes use Sean Dunce as a reference to an era.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good one, too, by the way. When Sean Dunce played in that era, when someone hit a home run, did they stand there and watch it?
Oh, no, no. They ran.
No. When did that start?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's see.
I noticed that.
If I had to guess, I would say not until the 2000s. You know, even McGuire and Sosa and all them, the home run chase, they might, you know, watch some of them, but I would say it probably wasn't until maybe the mid to late 2000s that it really kind of started, as late as 2010. Does that seem reasonable, Bob? Because I don't recall.
That does seem reasonable, because I remember someone got mad about someone flipping the bat and standing there, and it wasn't that long ago, but it was, you know, maybe 10, 12. Yeah, so that sounds about
now, let me ask you this question, since you brought it up, because this is a great question. Should hitters be allowed to celebrate their home runs?
If I was a coach, I'd have to celebrate it after they crossed the plate.
Okay. In every other sport, they celebrate all the time. You ever watch volleyball? You ever watch women's volleyball?
Oh, and softball and pretty much every sport they play.
Oh, my God. Women's volleyball, they celebrate every single point. Every single point. They all get together and they do the high five. Okay, so I'm going to make the case here that while I did grow up old school, as I'm sure you did, Bob, put your head down, run, and just act like you've been there before, it's a game. And the rest of the world, if you ever watch the Latin American players play in like Caribbean series or anything like that, Yasiel Puig got in trouble for this, but still it represents a lot of the Latin American players. They do celebrate. They bat flip. Hitting a home run is hard. Unbelievably hard. I think that baseball embarrasses itself by these unwritten rules of if you hit a home run, my God, man, don't you dare celebrate or I'm going to try to murder you the next time up by hitting you in the head with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
The thing is, how do they know it is a home run?
They can usually tell. You know.
I know someone did that and they almost get out at first base.
Yeah, sure. It does happen. Yeah, sometimes they hit one, they think it's going to go, and something knocks it down. But look, I mean, I've played baseball and softball at a competitive enough level. You know when you got a ball that's gonna go. So those guys are used to hitting 400-foot shots, and yeah, it is embarrassing for them when they don't leg it out and it ends up hitting off the wall or even getting caught. But again, my point is, you brought up a good question about the bat flips, because it's only really been this younger generation, the last generation and a half of players, Bob. And I would take it a step further and say, I don't have any problem with it. Let them celebrate. Let them have fun. They do in every other sport. My God, when a guy scores a goal in soccer, it's like the rapture has taken place. It's like,
That's different because that rarely happens.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I can't watch soccer. But again, the point is, hitting a home run is hard. Mark Gastineau, remember Mark Gastineau, the defensive end for the Jets back in the 80s? He'd get a sack and he would just do all this crazy kind of dance. He was known for it. They'd be losing. He'd get a sack, and he'd do his dance. I mean, they do it in every other sport.
Yeah, I guess that's my age.
Yeah, sure. Me too. I mean, I grew up with it. I grew up with so-called respecting the game. But you know what? How about you respect the achievement that you just pulled off and the fact that you are playing a game?
Yeah, I just don't know how. Like I say, And then some of them barely go out. But like you said, they're professionals. They must know.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Good question. That's a great question. I love that. You want to weigh in on that as well? Should there be bat flips? Should there be celebrations? Should baseball players allowed to be, human beings and enjoy their accomplishment? Good questions there. All right, Jay in Hollidaysburg. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, I'm all for them going in. I was a fan of the asterisk to begin with.
Okay.
But everything's algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, figure out the algorithm of how much of a benefit it really was to.
Yeah.
Would that keep Barry Bonds out of the Hall of Fame? Absolutely not. You know, it can't be that big of a deal. Yeah, it gets him back on the field sooner. That's the biggest deal with that.
Here's the question. This is the guy that we have to bring up in this discussion. Is Barry Bonds a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely.
Is Roger Clemens a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Is Alex Rodriguez a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
He hits almost 700.
He put the numbers up.
How about this guy? 288 career average, 569 home runs, 3,020 hits, 3,000 hits, 569 home runs, a .288 batting average, never won a batting title. I'll tell you who I'm talking about here in a second, but are those Hall of Fame numbers?
Is that Mark McGwire?
That's Rafael Palmeiro. Rafael Palmeiro is the guy that a lot of people will look at, and he wagged his finger at Congress and said, no, I didn't do that. People hold that against him. He's the guy that people look – Barry Bonds, they say, he's a Hall of Famer anyway, even if he had not taken him. Rafael Palmeiro, on the other hand, does not get that benefit of the doubt. He is viewed by a lot of people as really good player, but he took the steroids in order to put up those numbers. Sammy Sosa is obviously another one, 650-something home runs. But is Rafael Palmeiro, 3,000 hits, man, a .288 bat. I'll sit here and tell you that of any player in any sport, Rafael Palmeiro's probably got as good a stats, again, outside of the cheaters, the Bonds, and all, as anybody who is not in the Hall of Fame. You see what I'm getting at?
Definitely.
So should somebody
he put up the numbers to be there.
Should somebody like that be in it, even if he cheated?
Ish. Like I said, if there was an algorithm to take away and then look at their numbers. You know, if you got the benefit, now you get the reverse of that.
But it's hard to do that because, because how many of the pitchers were they facing that were also taking it? We're talking 20, 25 years ago. Guys were only throwing 93, 95 for the most part then. But did it allow those pitchers to throw 95 more often when their arm might have been a little more tired and they were looking at 92, 93?
I had something from yesterday.
Yep.
You were saying about the war and everything. Are there any pitchers that had, back when they had to bat, were there any pitchers that had to, that hit like 230, 240?
You know, there was that.
That seems to me like a big war thing. You know, if they didn't hurt their team offensively.
Are you talking about like back in the day or just like ever?
Ever really.
Okay,
every time they play, you know, their overall average is like 230, 40.
One of the first guys I thought of was Dontrell Willis. He was a really good hitter. His career batting average was .244. Dontrell Willis hit .244 with 9 home runs and 39 RBIs. His career OPS was .665. That's a pretty darn good hitter. Let's see. Let me try to think of somebody else. Greg Maddux.
CC was good.
Yeah, who was?
CC Sabathia. Wasn't he pretty good at it?
No, he pitched in the American League his whole career, so he really would not have hit.
That's right.
Yeah, so let me take a look at Greg Maddux. I think Maddux was a pretty good hit, and I'll look up at Tom Glavine here as well. Greg Maddux.
Bulk of the Braves team back in.
Yeah, they could all hit pretty well. Greg Maddux as a hitter, his lifetime batting average was only .171. He did hit 5 home runs. Now I'm being told CC Sabathia was a masher, so maybe I've got that wrong. Let me see with the Brewers what he did. Somebody tell me that he was with the Brewers. So I'll look up his battings. But those are a couple guys that come to mind. There was that pitcher, Rick Ankiel. Remember, he started out as a pitcher, could not throw strikes anymore, transitioned to become a really good outfielder. So he was definitely one.
Well, there was, I think, an Avery or something like that that was with the Diamondbacks at one point and hit 2 home runs in one game.
Avery.
It was probably 12 years ago or something like that.
Let me take a look at that. Let's see. CC Sabathia's career batting average was .207, but he only had 120 at-bats, so that's not a whole lot.
No, that's a good month.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. Great stuff, man. I love that question. That's fantastic. All right, let's see who we got. We got a lot of people calling in. Caller number 2, what's up, brother?
Hey, first of all, how's Nebraska, man? Any word?
I don't know yet. I've not heard anything. I'm a little concerned. I haven't gotten an update in a week and a half. So our thoughts and prayers are out to Nebraska, man. Get well. Get well, dude. We hope to hear from you soon.
Okay, you'll be in my prayers. I have mixed feelings about the Hall of Fame because you don't want kids to think, I can ruin my body and maybe get 10 years in the pros and make the Hall of Fame and then die young like Lyle Alzado. Of course, that was football, but still it was steroids. You don't want to give that message.
Okay. I'm going to do this. I wasn't sure I was going to do it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to go down this slippery slope, and then I'm going to slam on the brakes and get right back to our baseball discussion. We are either going to elect a president of the United States that has been convicted of 34 felonies, or we are going to elect a senile old man who has no idea who the hell he is or where he is probably most of the time, and who might have been involved in some serious cover-ups of his own. We're going to elect one of those two people for the highest office in this country. Why do we give a damn about what message we're sending to kids anymore? Honestly. I mean, we are going to elect a president of the United States who lies magnificently all the time, and that means either one of them. Now I'm going to slam on the brakes because I don't want 50 phone calls with people talking politics. I'm just telling you, whichever guy you support, he's got a whole bunch of issues that we would never want to send that message to kids.
Well, Corey, you know how you'd know when a politician is lying?
He's opening his mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're saying that our models, I'm sure the world is laughing at us for that fiasco, but...
Well, when it comes to sports, yeah. Look...
What about kids, though?
Your
kids
question, should we send a message to kids to do things the right way? Yes. Is that the way the world works now? I don't know. My guess would be to say no, honestly, because I think the way the world works now is so screwed up that you get what you can and everybody else screw off. Seriously, I hate to say that, but is that not the world we already live in? Whether we want to admit it or discuss it or not, everybody wants to blame one side or the other. Don't we live in a world where everybody just looks out for number one?
Well, I hope not, but yeah, that's pretty sad.
So here's the question I'm going to ask you. You're a 25-year-old hitter. You can make $250 million if you take these shots in the ass every 3 or 4 days or whatever. You can make $250 million. You're never going to get into the Hall of Fame, and we might call you a cheater. But you're gonna have a phenomenal 12 to 15 year run, and you're gonna make enough money to set up your family for about 10 generations. You taking that trade?
And you might die younger than you would have, maybe 10 years younger.
Either way, you taking the trade?
I'd say probably a lot of people would take it if they're good enough that the steroid pushes them over the top.
When your great 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 grandkids inherit $100 million from their parents. 6 generations removed, they will thank you for taking the needle in the ass.
Yeah. I just remember, I don't hear about as much in baseball dying younger, but Lyle Alzado was an example.
He was.
He died very young, and he was a heavy, heavy steroid user. Well, we'll see. I'll just put that in. And my other thought would be put him in, but have an asterisk that explains the downside.
I've taken this long. It's a museum. You can't have some of the best players in the history of your game in your damn museum. Are you kidding me?
Well, call it the Baseball Museum and not Hall of Fame.
There you go. I like it. Good stuff. Appreciate the call. Here's the name I was trying to think of earlier about the hitting pitchers. Mike Hampton. I almost said Dan Hampton. Mike Hampton. Rob texted me. I could not think of the name earlier. Mike Hampton, remember he played for the Astros and the Mets and the Rockies. His career batting average was .246. He hit 16 home runs with 79 RBIs. 1 year, check this out. Now, he was with Colorado, so it's an asterisk. In 2001, Mike Hampton batted .291 with 7 home runs and 16 RBIs and an .891 OPS. That's a pretty darn good hitting pitcher right there. All right, we got Dan. What's up, buddy? How you doing, pal? Dan, I got to click the button there. Sorry about that. What's up, bud?
I got 3 quick questions. Now, are you depriving your family to taking your son to the Baseball Hall of Fame to see that field, Doubleday Field?
We have not been there yet. It's to be perfectly honest with you, it's not something that I just can't wait to do. You know what I'm saying? I know for some people it is like something that's high on their bucket list. Number one on my bucket list, you've heard me say this, Dan, it's Field of Dreams. My baseball bucket list, I'm taking my boy to Field of Dreams, and he's going to say to me, hey, Dad, you want to have a catch? All right, and that's going to be one of the great moments of my life.
No doubt about it.
Going up to Cooperstown, The museum. Look, I know the history. I've interviewed these guys. I've seen them on TV. I like museums. I don't love museums. So I don't know that the Baseball Hall of Fame Museum is something that is just tremendously high on what I want to do.
But don't you think it might be rewarding for your son?
It would be, no question about it. And I do like to think, knock on wood, that we will get there at some point. It's just not number one or two on the list.
It's not easy to get to. It's way out. It's out in the country. It's not easy to get to. Now,
is it really Cooperstown? A little bit of a trek out in the middle of nowhere or something?
Oh, as far as I'm concerned, from where I come from, to go there. Now, I was raised in New York State. I was there 5 years ago, and we come from New York State to there. No, it was not good, and especially this was in October. It was a breeze then, but if you get around there when it's peak season, especially just before the induction, it would be brutal.
Should those guys be in? I got a text here about Rafael Palmeiro. He's out because he lied and held up the investigations and made the players look terrible. I do think that is a good point. He wagged his finger at Congress, and that looks bad. But again, baseball, Dan, is a numbers game. 26-32, Cal Ripken streak. 7-14, Babe Ruth. 7-15, Hank Aaron. 4,200 hits, Ty Cobb. Pete Rose breaking that. Baseball is a statistics game.
Oh, it is.
If you've compiled the statistics, even if you cheated, should you be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yes. And especially Pete Rose right now, the way the gambling is going now.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good point. I heard this joke. I said this a few weeks ago, but I heard this joke not long ago. It said, back, you know, someday like in 2050 or 2060, when it's the world, the DraftKings World Series presented by FanDuel, you know, that kind of thing, when everything is all named after all of these betting sites, people in the future are going to look back and say, what's the big deal about Pete Rose? What's the big deal about Shoeless Joe Jackson? Hasn't everybody always bet on something? And the answer is yes. Everybody has always bet on something. I saw a video on Facebook today of Kobe Bryant. Now, this was a joke, but Kobe's about to shoot a free throw, and he says to the guy in the lane, on the lane, he says, I'll make both of them. And he says to him, in the middle of an NBA game, Dan, you ready for this? He said, I'll bet you $500,000.
Yeah.
Now, that may have been a joke, all right?
No.
But I mean, people have been betting on stuff, and it's only going to continue to get more and more.
That's the point of my conversation with Pete Rose, and you made the comment that he's going to get in, but after he's deceased. Well, hey. And no, he belongs in there from the day he was eligible.
It's interesting. These are two different discussions. I think Pete Rose will get in after he dies. Baseball officials will not let a person that they view as a piece of crap scumbag, they will not let Pete Rose have the enjoyment of getting elected or getting enshrined while he was alive. There will be a vendetta against him forever while he's alive, and at some point he will get in, because the betting thing, again, you can't discount 4,256 hits. Now, the cheaters, the steroid guys and the elite banned substance, that's a different discussion. I think they'll get in eventually, but I'm not as convinced that Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Alex Rodriguez do get in. I'm pretty convinced Pete Rose will get in, because we're going to soften our stance on sports betting so much that he'll get in. But the cheaters, I like to think that they will get in at some point, but I'm not as certain about it.
One more quick question, Barry. You kept me longer than I thought you would. Now, you come from Arkansas. Now, we're having an extremely heat wave up here, but that was real common for you people down there all the time in the summer, a lot longer period of time than it is here in the north.
I grew up 90-plus degree days. It's just how it was, you know, 100, 102, heat index of 108. It was very, very common. In the south, everybody has air conditioner. Everybody has central air in their house. Everybody has window units. When I moved up here and I was renting a house, I had to try to find a place with central air. And I don't know if this is still the case 25 years later, but is it still the case that a lot of houses around here don't have central air, especially the older houses? I would hope all newer houses have central air. But in the South, if you don't have central air, you risk death for people in your family. I mean,
without a doubt. No. You go inner city.
No central air, yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. There's no question.
I hope they've got window units or portable units or something.
They're popping up more and more. All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, Dan, good stuff, brother. Oh, we got some great discussions here. I got Jerry on the line, but I'm way overdue for a commercial, Jerry. I'm going to have to ask you to hang on here for 2 or 3 minutes. We'll get to you after the break.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
If you're a customer of Davidson Snacks Outlet, stand by for an important announcement. Davidson Snacks Outlet has moved to a new location. The folks at Davidson Snacks Outlet feel blessed to watch their business become a success, and they want to thank their employees and you. Davidson Snacks Outlet's new location is 16843 Dunnings Highway in Duncansville. It's the same great variety of your favorite snacks and great service now at a new location. 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville. Davidson Snacks Outlet.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Hi, right, welcome back. I do have some great news. We did get a call into the station from a Nebraska man's nephew with some really good news. He's doing much better. I'm not going to go too deep into some of this stuff with his personal details, but he's doing much better. About a week or so, maybe, he should be in good shape. And that's fantastic to hear. We haven't heard from Nebraska man for a while, but that's really good news. and to his nephew that's called in. Really appreciate you passing along the update. He also said Roberto Clemente is Nebraska man's favorite baseball player, and I'm pretty sure I knew that he said that before. So, great to hear. All right, we got a bunch of different questions. Great baseball discussions here. Number one, should the cheaters be in the Hall of Fame? Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Alex Rodriguez. You know, Pete Rose is a different story with the gambling. That's an interesting discussion. We got Jerry in Bellwood. What's up, buddy? How you doing, pal?
Good. I'll tell you how tough I am. I lived in the South for a couple of years and didn't have air conditioning a lot of times. Of course, it might have fried my brain. That might explain some things.
Were you young and you were just tough?
Yeah.
I remember,
I don't know how tough I was, but I was definitely young.
I remember one time I had a car when I was like 17, 18. I didn't have air conditioner in the car. I thought I was tough for a summer. I didn't have air conditioner, and that's like death, man. I'd never wish that on anybody.
All I know about these players that are banned, either for substance abuse or for Pete Rose and gambling, I used to love watching Pete Rose play mm-hmm. and those players that were banned. I think Pete Rose, all of them, they made baseball fun for a lot of people to watch. And there was a lot of people that watched baseball that wouldn't have watched baseball if it wasn't Sammy Sosa and Rafael Palmeira and
Mark McGwire.
Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire. I mean, that Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were having those home run contests that year. That was exciting. And watching Pete Rose hustle to first base, or he was a very good manager too. I know he's a scumbag. I know that, not just because of gambling, but other things he did in his life.
So let me ask you this then, because here's the step I take it. Maybe you don't.
Sports, what they did.
Sorry, you broke up there, Jerry. Here's the step I take it to, because everything you said I completely agree with, that we had fun and fell in love with the game watching these people. And now the game is telling us we're a bunch of damn fools and we're not going to honor these people. So you know what step I take? Here's my middle finger to the game. Go bleep yourself. I'll go find something else to do. You're going to disrespect me like that. That I was glued to the TV in 1998 for Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, as was every baseball fan on the planet. And you're going to disrespect those guys that made you hundreds of millions of dollars. My response is, F you, Major League Baseball. That's part of the reason why I haven't watched a game in 9 years.
Yeah, they broke into shows.
Yeah.
You know, to give you updates on what Sosa and McGwire were doing.
But do you find that disrespectful to you that baseball has turned the table on you like that?
Absolutely. And why are they trying to act so so righteous? I mean, come on. You know, these sports leagues, they do things that are pretty unethical to make a lot of money.
No doubt.
So baseball, and quite honestly, baseball is a lot more boring now than it used to be.
They screw young prospects out of extra money and playing time by keeping them in the minor leagues until June every year. It's called Super 2. We see that. The NFL lied about concussions for three, four decades to people, players out there dying. If I can say unequivocally that Pete Rose is a scumbag for all the things he did, there are a hell of a lot of executives in professional sports who are bigger scumbags for the things that they did to screw over athletes for decades. And yet,
I'll just add Roger Clemens. I used to like hearing how Roger Clemens was the one. He wasn't one of my favorites, but he added a lot of excitement to the game too with his pitching exploits, and they're not putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Will they get in? Will the cheaters get in?
I think you're right. Once they die, and that's really a shame. That is.
So do you think the cheaters get in after they die?
Yeah, I think eventually they'll put them in. I think
Pete Rose, does Pete Rose get in, or will it be after he dies or not?
No, it'll be after he dies. Because, you know, he's not a very good ambassador for himself.
Correct, yeah. Pete, every time Pete does something, he hurts his own cause.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it, man. 946-0435. You want to weigh in on our great discussion? Hey, we want to thank our presenting sponsor, JM Boswells, for their support of our program. They are our presenting sponsor each and every day. So if you're heading out to a ball game or hunting trip, fishing trip, stop on by 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Pick up a cigar pack. Pipes, tobacco blends, anything that you're looking for. And if you've been listening to the Leitner stations over the last few days, you've heard a whole bunch of discussion about the Little League Baseball tournament that is getting underway tomorrow, that we will be broadcasting all the games right here on 96.1 Hank FM. It's called the Park Home Altoona Baseball Classic. We've had a bunch of interviews with various leaders from the Little League community on the shows here in the last few days. A lot of live reads, commercials, and everything like that. But let me tell you this from a firsthand perspective, because my son played in the Park Home last year and will play in it this year because he's still in Little League Baseball in Altoona. It's just such a tremendous event, really. I don't have a lot of history with the Dean Patterson Little World Series. I know historically the Dean Patterson carried a tremendous amount of weight around here. People have so many great memories of how they performed or getting to play in the Dean Patterson. And I'm fortunate my son got to play in the final Dean Patterson Little World Series last year with his Little League team. Now the tournament is still going on. I believe it's called the Courtesy Kia Little World Series. So it is still taking place. This year it's in Williamsburg, but it's no longer the Dean Patterson Little World Series. And that tournament does serve a terrific place for teams all over Blair County and everything. The Altoona Baseball Classic is very, very special. 23 Little League teams in Altoona at AABA, East End, AIYBL. We know all these kids, okay? Because here's the way it works. For youth sports, here's the way it works in case you had never had a kid involved. The kids play a lot of different sports together. Or they go to school together. So my son plays baseball at AIYBL. He knows a whole ton of kids that play at Altoona Area Baseball and a whole ton that play at East End. Some of them play on travel ball together. But all these kids, they know each other. They play basketball or other youth sports around football or what have you. So the kids all know each other from all over Altoona. But there's three separate little leagues, and they don't get to play against each other ever unless it comes to All-Stars. So 10U All-Stars, you know, Altoona will have a team, AIYBL will have a team, East End will have. You'll get to see the kids in that format in All-Stars. But what makes the Altoona Baseball Classic so great is you're playing with your regular team. So the team you played for all season at Altoona Area Baseball Association, now you get to go compete for an all-city championship. If you're out at East End, like Greenwood Meadows, they won the Park Home last year. Just had a tremendous team, as they do again this year. You get to play against, you get to go up against that kind of team and see how you fare. Teams at AIYBL that are really good, that, you know, I know those players very well. It's just such a tremendous, tremendous event that gets underway tomorrow night with the first game of the second annual Altoona Baseball Classic presented by Park Home. But what a tremendous opportunity that is for the kids all around the city to get to play against each other with their own Little League team. So congratulations to all the organizers and sponsors of that. And right here at Leitner on 96.1 Hank FM, we'll be broadcasting all the games between all 23 teams. That's going to be really, really cool. So you can tune in if you got a kid or a grandkid or whatever. If you got a kid, you're probably going to be at the game. If you got a grandkid, maybe you'll be at the game. But you can turn on and listen to the radio broadcast with the kids playing baseball. That's just fantastic.
Shane Van Gisbergen is on. He leads the Xfinity Series playoff standing. So what's his strategy? heading into the second half of the season.
Oh, now you're talking above my pay grade. I don't really know, but I just do what they tell me. But yeah, as I said, it's cool to be thinking and talking about that stuff. And I think we got another road course to go before the playoffs happen. And then there's a road course in the playoffs. So, you know, but I want to be someone who's getting results on ovals too and getting through on merit. So there's some strong tracks. Martinsville, I was in the top 10, you know, running reasonably well this year until the green-white checker madness. So I think those kind of tracks, and Phoenix I've been to before and did pretty well there. So as long as we keep improving, anything can happen.
Andy compares his road course expertise with racing on NASCAR's oval tracks now.
Where do you start? It's so different. Just I learn a lot on the concrete tracks, especially everything I've ever raced, you want to be on the rubber. You know, even this weekend, the rubber has been good on the track, but on an oval, it's the opposite. It seems like you're kind of learning and watching the rubber where it moves and adapting your line, and then the yellow comes out and then all the rubber disappears. It's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it. But on a concrete track, it's very graphic. So I learned a lot last weekend placing my car, and that's the most competitive I've felt on an oval. Like, I'm never going to celebrate a 15th, but I was racing around really good guys and having good battles. So it's just steady progress, and I feel like I'm driving within myself still. So yeah, it's good.
You're on the final lap.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Hank FM.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It's getting hot in here. That's good. It is hot, man. 9460435. We're talking baseball. You think the cheaters get in the Hall of Fame? Should they be in the Hall of Fame? I want to get back to the discussion I was having with Jerry a few minutes ago about my disdain for an organization that basically told me to shut up and go to hell. That's what Major League Baseball did. Major League Baseball, after the strike in 1994, was in serious financial trouble. All kinds of issues, fans not returning to the game in droves. The 98 season comes along. Kerry Wood strikes out 20 on May 5th, I believe it was, 1998. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa get the home run race going. Sammy hit 20 bombs, 20 home runs in the month of June. Then we had the phenomenal home run race that saved Major League Baseball and brought it back in a public conscience just on an enormous level. And I loved every second. I was a huge Cubs fan. I've told this story before. Sammy hit 20 in June of 98. I was covering an Atlanta Braves affiliate in Danville, Virginia. I pitched an idea to the people of the newspaper to drive down to Atlanta and do a series of stories on then-current Atlanta Braves players who had played minor league ball in the city I was working in, Danville, Virginia. So I picked a series like middle July, went down there, and of course I picked a series where the Cubs were there. So Cubs were my favorite team. So I picked a three-game series to go down there. Some of the names that had played in Danville, Virginia, who went on to the big leagues, John Rocker. So I talked and interviewed John Rocker in 1998 before his rants about all kinds of things in New York really ruined his reputation in baseball. One of the other players was Andrew Jones. I did a story on Andrew Jones because he had played minor league ball in the town. But one of my memorable memories of that trip was going into the Cubs clubhouse. I actually interviewed Greg Maddux after he pitched in one of those games as well. That was a cool thrill. But interviewing or seeing, I don't think I necessarily interviewed him, seeing Sammy Sosa. I was 2 feet away from Sammy Sosa as he walked out of the shower. He did have a towel on, thankfully, because I don't want any part of that stuff. But he had a towel on. He walks in about 2 feet away from me in the clubhouse. His head was like 2 to 3 times the size of a normal human head. I mean, it was, I do remember that his head was just massive. And this is 98. This is July of 98. Still early on in the great home run chase. But the point is, I had a blast in that home run chase, man. And if you were alive and you were a baseball fan at that point, you had a blast with that home run chase. Did you give a flying bleep that they might have been taking banned substances? No. Did Major League Baseball care? No. Did Major League Baseball have a pretty good hunch that they were probably taking something? Abso-freaking-lutely. I remember there were whispers in some, you know, closed-door discussions in 98 about how is all this happening. They've got to be doing something. So while the entire country fell in love with the home run chase in 98, and then the next era, 4 or 5 years after that, the great steroids era, when statistics were just blown up all over the place and baseball's ratings blew up, baseball's revenue blew up, the love affair and the passion for baseball in this country blew up. But then, after cashing in on all of that, Major League Baseball decided those are bad guys. Those are bad guys. They're cheaters. So they cashed in on Sammy and McGuire, then tried to kick them to the side. Barry Bonds, 73 home runs. Barry Bonds became the greatest hitter of all time for a couple years, the most feared hitter of all time. One season he had 230 walks. Unbelievable. He never got a pitch to hit almost, but when he got one, he would crush it. I mean, the most feared hitter of all time, Barry Bonds, 2002, 2003, give or take, whatever year. But now, when we look back on it, we're told, hey, if you fell in love with those guys and what they were doing for baseball, you're wrong. They cheated. They are bad guys. They were bad for the game. They were bad for you as a sports fan. But all I know is the memories that I had. And I'm like, you know what, Major League Baseball? If you don't respect what they did for your game enough to allow them in your little museum, and you want to tell me that I was wrong for loving it then and loving it now, to hell with you. I want nothing to do with you then. If you're going to disrespect me and my memories and my fandom and my passion by telling me those are bad guys, you know who the bad guys are? The people running Major League Baseball. All right, Clarkster, you're going to get the final word today. What's up, dude?
Well, remember, the word is cheaters. Mm-hmm. So if all they have to do is wait to die and get in, well, they probably know that, you know. So it's entertainment. Did the cheaters get in? I don't know whether they do or don't. And when it comes to wrestling, you know, all the guys that had the things they tucked in their shorts or their trunks and they were rubbing somebody's eyes. I mean, I don't know how they can't separate Rose's activity as a manager from his playing, because
seems pretty simple.
Yeah.
You just do. Here, he's in the Hall of Fame for 4,256 hits. He's a scumbag who bet on baseball, and you tell both sides of the story.
Yeah. So when it comes to the other thing, though, they actually participated in the outcome of a game. You know, now, if you want to sign on to all that stuff, that's up to you. I mean, I see articles now to take a family of four. I mean, do you want to sign on for $456?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Game?
Not to a sport that turned their back on me by telling me I'm an idiot for supporting these guys that brought the sport back.
Well, again, it's a game. We blow everything out of proportion.
I know. Like we had this same discussion, remember, 6 or 8 months ago.
Of course, we always do.
And you made me mad then, and you make me mad when you say that, because when you're talking about the amount of money and passion and man hours and commit to emotional commitment, you're overlooking the emotional commitment. I don't have it anymore. I'm 50.
Oh,
I don't
sure.
Care. I'm emotionally committed to my kids' sports. But when I was 20 and 25, I was emotionally committed. If you're telling me
you were a neophyte back then,
it's just a game, I'm going to punch you in your damn face.
Yeah, it's what it is, and it was a game when you were a kid. You loved to play and everything, you know, and stuff like that.
But to a lot of people, it's not just
else.
A game. It is a. I've joked about this before. You've heard me say this. People will divorce their husband or wife before they will divorce their favorite team. We love our sports teams more than we love our spouses. That's not just a game.
Well, that's how
it's insanity. It's insanity, but
yeah, it's insanity. That's why have we taken it that far?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and you know,
let's have a show on that next week. Why have we taken it that far?
I mean, I'm reading things. $456 to go to a Phillies game for a family of four with tickets. What are these people, nuts? And are we complaining about inflation?
They are nuts. I got to take a break. They are nuts. Okay. Let's go down that path next week. I love that.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
So you need a good, reliable vehicle, but let's face it, the economy's not great. Gas and grocery prices are sky high. Bottom line is the price. So what do? You go to J&P Auto Mart. The folks at J&P Auto Mart know how you feel. That's why they want to give you the lowest prices possible, the bottom line price on a good used car or truck. Shop online at jnpautomart.com or come in and see the inventory in person. Ask about financing, too. Good vehicles at the lowest possible prices. J&P Auto Mart, 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Altoona.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Shoe Fly. Your feet will thank you.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All righty, wrapping things up for today. Great discussion. We've got baseball week, trying to have some good, fun, thought-provoking discussions throughout the week. These have been good so far. Nathan will be back in tomorrow. I've challenged him to come up with some good baseball topics and ideas so that we can discuss. He's doing a good job, but he's pretty much hosting like the last 20 minutes of the show when he's in here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. May give him a chance to do a whole show here before too long, but he's doing a good job, and he comes up with really good ideas. That's the most important part. Folks, appreciate everybody for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Sports.